Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the first midweek in Advent comes from Psalm 24. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory, the Lord of hosts? He is the King of glory. Let's follow the text. God comes to us. That's what he does. Time and time again, he comes to his creation, to his chosen, to his lost and fallen. He comes to his people. He communes with them. He bestows grace and favor to them. He comes down from heaven to earth. He comes. He really and truly comes. He comes. We don't. We don't come to him. We can't come to him. For who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. But tell me, who among us is that? Who among us has clean hands? Our hands are filthy. They're stained with sin, stained with the shame of our false and deceitful past. Upon our hands is the blood of our neighbors, all those whom we fail to love as ourselves, all those that we turned a blind eye to, deceived and betrayed, the stranger whom we refused to help, the neighbor whom we dealt with as if he were our enemy, that family member that we've shut out of our lives for far too long for reasons that we can't even remember anymore. Our hands aren't clean. They're soiled, obscene, indecent. Our hands are anything but clean. And what of our hearts? They certainly are not pure. They're wrecked and they're ravaged. They're diseased and dreadful. Our hearts harbor hatred and envy and malice. Our hearts hold grudges and think only evil and vile thoughts. Our hearts lust and they covet. Our hearts, they whore after other gods. They set up idols to fear and love and trust. Our hearts place anything and everything except God up on a pedestal. They're not pure. They cannot be pure. And to think that they are is just a silly pipe dream. They are not worthy of coming to the Lord, to the God of the universe, who created the earth and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein, who founded the world upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Certainly not us. So it is our Lord who comes to us. Goodness, that's what Advent is all about. Advent prepares us for his coming to us. For David, that happened in a real and true way, the Ark of the Covenant, the place in which God resided with his people, now being brought into Jerusalem for the first time. The first time the Ark is there in the holy city, this holy place, that holy hill of the Lord, Mount Zion. And we heard about this in our Old Testament reading. We sang about that in our psalm. And even in our Old Testament reading, though, we see the truth of King David's words that only one with clean hands can come to our God. As poor Uzzah is struck dead as he stretched out his hand to steady the teetering ark, a sinner cannot approach the Lord with sullied hands and an impure heart. And it wasn't anything specific about Uzzah. He had the same unclean hands and impure heart as all of us. In truth, it could have been anyone. For none can ascend the holy hill and approach God on their own. None can reach out with their unclean hands and grasp the holiness of God. And so our Lord has to come to us. Has to come to us and make us worthy, to declare us to be clean. That's why David sings out, "Lift up your heads, O gates of Jerusalem. Be lifted up, O ancient doors, the King of glory comes. The one who's strong and mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts, he comes to you, Jerusalem, to you, O city of David, to you, Israel, your God comes. In the flesh, he comes as a babe, as a king. The regal attire of swaddling cloths, his throne a manger. He comes to the world that he created. He comes to a people of his own. He comes to them, to you, to us, because the fallen cannot come to him. Those with unclean hands, impure hearts, can never ascend to the heavens. They can never stand before him in the holy place. So he comes to them. In glory, he comes. In fleshly, naked, frail, infant glory, he comes. Make way, O gates, open wide, O ancient doors. Here comes your king. He comes in glory, humble, mounted on a donkey. He comes in beaten, bloody, stripped, and naked glory. He ascends the hill of the Lord. He ascends Calvary, right there in the city of David, where he had entered 1,000 years before, seated upon the Ark of the Covenant. He comes, his clean hands clinging to the shame of your cross, his pure heart bearing the weight of your sin. There is the glory of your Lord, O Jerusalem. There, despised and rejected, dismissed by all the world, the very world that he created. Up there on that tree is the strength and might of your God in all of his weakness, fighting to the death in a battle against sin, death, and Satan. Lift up your heads, O Jerusalem. Gaze upon the glory of your King. Be lifted up, O ancient doors, because your King comes to you. He in his glory, he with his cross, he comes to you in a flood that washes your filthy hands and impure hearts. He comes, bringing his death so that you can be buried within, bringing his resurrection so that you might have eternal life. In a word, he comes, absolution spoken from the lips of a pastor, which brings to you the sureness that it is finished. And a meal, body and blood, given to you, he comes. Communion with the Lord, fellowship with your Savior, unity with the God of creation and the God of your salvation. In all of this, he comes, bringing in tow the gifts of the cross, making your hands clean and your hearts pure. He comes, blessing you with his righteousness that allows you to stand on the holy place of God, ascend that hill of the Lord, waiting for that last and final day in which he comes with all of his glory to bring an end to all of our suffering and pain. Here is your God of salvation coming to you, O Jerusalem, even today. Jesus the Christ in wet and wordy water, in throaty and audible absolution, in the bread of his flesh and the wine of his blood. Lift up your heads, O gates. Do not let them hang with the shame of unclean hands that he has made holy, and be lifted up, O ancient doors. Shout with that throng on Palm Sunday, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. For your King of glory comes to you. In the name of Jesus.